people are coming in every day. If you have 100 people coming into your city every day, that taxes the services. You need more buses. You need more roads. You need more schools. Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro. I am one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And on this how-to episode, we're going to be diving into how to choose the right market to buy your next multifamily. This is a challenging one for me when I first started out because my backyard was not a great place to buy multifamily. So the question that we need to ask yourself when you're listening to this podcast, to invest in your backyard or not, that is the question. First thing you need to really simply ask yourself is, are you trying to achieve cash flow or appreciation? Well, I hope you're saying both, because that's what we're really trying to accomplish, but that's just not possible in some markets. Some really depressed markets that have quote unquote high cap rates, they're great to invest with cash flow, but those markets don't appreciate that much. And then you have other markets like the one I lived in years ago in New York. It was just a high appreciating market. If you're buying these assets when the market is going up, you're going to get appreciation. You're not going to get much cash flow. But when the market resets and you don't have the time to hold on, you have to sell, you're going to get burned in these markets. So the first thing is to ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish? Now, the first metric that we always like to look at when we're analyzing a market, if it's not in our backyard and we're going out of our territory, the economic stability and the growth of that market. If I have the option to go anywhere, why would I want to go to a market that it's slow, losing population, not much demand, affordability? So look at the stability of the market. Now, Jake and I, back in 2011, when Jake moved to Knoxville, it was a growing market. It was starting to add diversity, starting to add jobs. We just got lucky that Jake moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. And when I saw that, I was like, man, this is great. And when I moved to Jacksonville back in 2017, same kind of thing. It was a stable market. There was growth. And it was diverse, lots of jobs. It had military, it had health insurance, it had banks, it had healthcare with the Mayo Clinic and all of these other clinics and all these other healthcare providers down here. But it really had a diverse jobs down here. So the first thing is look at the economic stability and the growth of the market. If it's well and you like it, check that one off. The next one, obviously, is population growth. You don't want a market that's losing population. Now, the one caveat I'll say is if you're in that market and it's your backyard and you're looking for cash flow, okay, I guess you could violate this. But what I'll tell you is when you go into a recession and you have population that is not growing, that is actually declining, what you're saying to yourself is, well, I have less people for my product. There's less renters. There's more people leaving this market than are coming in. And I've got all of this multifamily here. There's going to be less demand for my product, which means that rents are going to go down. So just be very careful with that. As you're going through this, what I want you to think of is you wanting more information. And as you're accumulating this, go back to the other how-to videos and you'll see the rest of the how-to videos talking about building the business, talking about property management, talking about buying right. This is just one of the videos right here in Buy Right. The rest of these how-to videos dive into other aspects of buying a multifamily. Now, the third one is rental market supply and demand. Simply put, the MSA of a market. If you're going to get third-party property management and you can't manage in that market yourself, if you have a smaller MSA, let's say $100,000 or less, it may be challenging to get third-party property management in that market. Now, if you have $30,000 or less, it's going to be pretty challenging to get one. So understand that if you're going to a smaller market, it's not neither good nor bad. It depends upon what you're going to do. If you're living in that market and you're going to manage the properties, doesn't make that much of a difference. But just understand that if the MSA is small and you're losing population, that's even a bigger ding against you. So understand the market supply and the demand that you're going into. The fourth one is the affordability. Some markets just are not affordable. I mean, look at the markets in California, in New York. They're not affordable. They're, you know, the percentage of a person's income that goes to rental housing is really challenging. I personally like markets where it's cheaper to rent than to buy a home. And Knoxville's been that way for a long time, and I think will continue to be that way. If your market's affordable, it means one thing. It means that you can continue to raise rents. But as you see in a lot of these markets, as we're going into recession, if it's not affordable now, can you imagine when the population starts losing jobs? You're in big trouble if your market is not affordable. And this is one of the main reasons why employers were leaving California years ago and leaving New York. It wasn't so much taxes and all this other nonsense. It means a lot. Don't get me wrong. That's a big game in this. But it's their employees. They can't afford housing in a market like California. So they pick up and move to a state like Texas, where a $100,000 salary in Texas goes a longer way. They're able to live. They're able to rent a much nicer apartment. They're able to buy a much nicer home in Texas than they are in California. So, you know, companies are also looking at this affordability. This next one is pretty challenging because what's the regulatory environment look like? So there's a regulatory environment that is in the market. In some markets, it's a lot easier. It's a lot more what we call landlord friendly. That's what you're looking for as a business owner. You want pro business. If you're in a market that is not landlord friendly and you need 8 months to evict a resident, well, that's 8 months that you're not getting paid. That has to go into a pro forma. You're selling space in multifamily. You're selling time. If you're not able to evict that person, they're not paying, they're creating damage, and on top of that, you're not collecting any new revenue, that is horrible. So if you can deal with the regulatory environment and you understand it, better for you. We did not want to be in those types of environments. That's why we left New York. That's why we started investing in Tennessee. Now, this next one is an interesting one. We had a gentleman on the podcast on Jake and Gino who was talking about these markets in the South as they started growing. The problem was a lot of these markets didn't have the infrastructure. That may play a key role in the next few years. Cities like Nashville, Charlotte, Jacksonville, for instance, all of a sudden they're starting to grow. People are coming in every day. If you have 100 people coming into your city every day, that taxes the services. You need more buses. You need more roads. You need more schools. Is the city keeping up with that? And then all of a sudden they came down here for the quality of living and the quality of life. And that quality of life is starting to decrease because they don't have infrastructure. And do they have the amenities? Do they have all of the different hospitals, all the hotels, the restaurants, whatever makes a city vibrant? If they're lacking that and you can get in for a good price point and you see the infrastructure and the pro-business environment, you may be getting in on a good deal. But a lot of these cities right now, they may be getting tapped out. They may not be expanding or meeting the infrastructure. So you should be careful with that. Make sure that the city is pro-business and they're looking to expand. This next one, number seven that I have written down here, is what we call median income. Understand what the median income is in the market if you're targeting certain areas. And this is more of like the sub-market. When we're looking in the market itself, right? Once you're there, we've invested in areas with median incomes of sub $40,000. Those can be more challenging. The residents turn over more, there's more damage, and you can only three times what a person's salary is. That's all you're gonna get in rent. So let's say a person's making $3,000 a month. The most you're ever gonna get in that rental income is $1,000. So just understand that median income is very, very important when you're looking at a submarket. What I would say is know the market itself, because a median income of $50,000 to $60,000 in Knoxville, it's not bad, but a median income of $50,000 or $60,000 in New York City means you're basically poor. So understand the median income, what it costs to live in that city, and then say, is my renter, is my tenant able to pay the rent that I'm proposing to them? Really, really important. What I want you to do right now is just go to jakeandgino.com/apply. If you have any questions, if you want to talk to any of our team members about multifamily, about the journey, it's really important because the impetus behind this video for me was I was on a podcast with a gentleman and he wanted to start investing in multifamily. He just had no idea where to start. He was so overwhelmed. He was asking me about profit and how much cash flow. And I actually had to tell him to back up a second. What market are you in? And he couldn't answer me that question. I said, that's the first thing. What are your goals? He couldn't answer that either. So I know a lot of people, when they want to start multifamily, their first question is, where do I find deals? And that's the wrong question. The right question is, what are my goals in multifamily and what's the market? That's why we're shooting this video, how to choose the right market for you. It may not be the right market for me, but it has to be the right market for you. And as these metrics we've been discussing, we're on number seven, median income, it's really, really important that they align with what you're trying to accomplish. Now, this last one is market research. We're going to give you some websites that you can use when you're researching a market. The first one is IRR. Go to IRR.com. Great website. Talks about market cycles. It's just a phenomenal resource. BLS.gov. That's the Census Bureau that gives you data on markets. I would go to websites like Cushman & Wakefield, Marcus & Millichap. I would go to Colliers. And one of my favorite is Berkadia. Berkadia breaks down a lot of the larger markets and talks about cap rates, talks about absorption and deliveries of assets, telling you what the supply is in the market. Also talks about jobs and announcing jobs. You know, to sum this up, when you're looking at a market, what you really like to see is you like to see the health in the market. You like to see jobs being created, jobs being brought in. You want population at least stable or at least growing. And for me right now, it seems as if one of the selling points going forward, especially for baby boomers, is this weather. I mean, 20 years ago, Florida was not what it is right now. And it's just because of the demographics. There's more baby boomers that are retiring. They're coming down south and even to the west where Phoenix and Tucson, these warmer markets are, because they want to escape the cold weather. They want to escape the high taxes. They want to escape and want to get some type of quality of living. So encapsulate all that as you're investing in the market. And finally, if you're in a market and you're looking outside and it takes you more than 5 or 6 hours by plane flight to get to it, that may not be the market. You need to be able to get on a plane within a couple of hours, 3-4 hours, land, do some property tours, and get back home if it's not in your backyard. Because you're going to be visiting the market, I wouldn't say every week, but when brokers have property tours or you're going to check out your properties, you don't want to take 3 plane rides to get there. I mean, if you're living in Florida and you're investing in Hawaii, it's going to take you half a day to get there and a half a day to get back home, if not more. So make sure that the market is at least sort of accessible to where you live. Now, if you have any questions or any comments, leave them down below. Subscribe, like the video. When you do that, we get more circulation of these videos going around. And our goal is to teach people to become financially intelligent, because what we say, Jake and Gino, is people with financial intelligence can change the world for the better. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I will see you on the next how-to. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's video, be sure to like and subscribe so you'll never miss another episode.